It's the weekday wake up on SBI Radio, Swift 98 and the Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And this morning joining me over the phone is Matt McMurdo. He's commander of the Star Valley Search and Rescue. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you, Duke?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Appreciate your time. A big weekend coming up for the search and rescue, the annual ranch rodeo taking place Saturday, July 2nd, of course, at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. Matt, this is such a big event for the search and rescue and a great event for the community. Let's first off talk about a ranch rodeo. For those that aren't familiar with it, it's different than a typical rodeo. Explain a ranch style rodeo for us.
So the ranch rodeo is exactly that. It's everything you will see that they do on a ranch, from riding broncs to taking care of calves, cattle. So just the typical thing you'll see on the ranch is what you will see at the ranch rodeo.
Well, it's really fun because a lot of them are local contestants, right? You get some ranches from around the area, but a lot of the local ranchers from right here compete in this.
Yes, a lot of the local ranchers will compete, and we do have two openings for two more teams, so.
All right. Speaking with Matt McMurdo, commander of the Star Valley Search and Rescue. This is a big event for search and rescue, a lot of it because of the funds that it raises. This is your big fundraiser of the year, and so tell us about that, kind of what the money is used for, maybe some of the things you guys have used in the past for this.
So, yeah, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. Last year, we used the funds to buy two brand-new snowmobiles to update our snowmobile fleet. A couple years before that, we bought a General so we can be prepared for in the summer. That General is also used in the winter to transport patients.
And
it also sends a bunch of us will go to trainings throughout the state, rope rescue. We do ice training, swift water, any training we can think of that we need the money for, we put it into training the group so they're ready when the time comes.
Matt, anything specific? Of course, the training is ongoing, but as far as equipment or supplies, anything specific that the search and rescue needs for the upcoming year that you feel like you may be purchasing from the funds raised?
We're probably going to be looking at purchasing another side-by-side or a few more dirt bikes this year.
Commander Matt McMurdo, Star Valley Search and Rescue Commander. Matt, tell us more about what the search and rescue does. Completely volunteer organization, right? All you guys have full-time jobs. A lot of you have families that you're trying to take care of at the same time. But when that call comes in, you guys drop everything and go do it. Tell us about that and kind of the dedication that that the search and rescue puts to the community.
Yeah, so it is completely 100% volunteer, and we're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when the pager goes off, everybody will drop everything they're doing, doesn't matter what time of day it is, to respond to that call. So, I mean, it could be 3 a.m. and there'll be 20, 30 of us out to help.
And very diverse calls, right? I mean, you mentioned some of the training exercises you go through. It could be something happening on the river, could be on another on the reservoir somewhere, could be in the middle of winter way back in the backcountry. I mean, the ability to be able to adjust and adapt on the situation has to be pretty intense sometimes.
Yeah, and it's very diverse, and we have people trained in more than just one area. We have our jet boat operators, but also, you know, they can run the side-by-side, the four-wheelers, they're certified rope rescue. You know, everybody does more than just one task.
Matt, I understand also that a lot of the other emergency response volunteer groups, some EMS, some firefighters, things like that, are really struggling to get members and get people to volunteer and be part. How about Star Valley Search and Rescue? Are you guys in need of more people to join, more people to help?
Yeah, we're always looking for more. Our biggest, what we're looking for right now is we're trying to find more people down in Alpine, Etna area.
And if someone,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, if someone's interested, how do they, what's the beginning process like? What do you have? Is there some sort of certification process you go through? How do they get started?
So What It's Like is we have a business meeting the second Wednesday of every month. They can show up to our building, the old armory there in Afton, sit through a meeting, see what it's like, and come talk to me and a few of the others, and we can get them headed in the right direction and kind of explain to them what it's all about and see if it's something they really want to do.
Commander Matt McMurdo, Star Valley Search and Rescue. And Matt, just a final plug here for the Ranch Rodeo. Give us some of the details and kind of the when, where, and what's happening.
So it'll be July 2nd, starting at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds there in Afton. We'll open the gates at 6:30, so come get a seat and come enjoy the entertainment.
And fireworks after the rodeo, I understand, correct?
Yes, that's my understanding also.
Absolutely. That's Matt McMurdo and the Star Valley Search and Rescue Annual Ranch Rodeo. It's Saturday, July 2nd. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI.